morning, we will discuss with you, I will discuss with you a project that I coordinate entitled the Consumer Genetics Education Network and its promising impacts on the African American community within the Washington, D.C. area. Family health history can be a meaningful discussion in any family. This project was designed to concentrate on the African American family to increase awareness of available information and gather input from the community as to what the educational needs are. This project was created for the community with input from the community. Our goals are to improve the genetic literacy of African Americans in the Metro DC area and facilitate their active participation to promote and eliminate health disparities. We believe that it's very important that we get as much community input as we can as we develop and disseminate our materials, and eventually that will lead to promotion of health and elimination of disparities. Our objectives: we are designing and developing culturally relevant materials and disseminating those materials within the community, and also we're engaging African Americans in ongoing dialogue about issues around human genome research, its implications, the role of genomics in the elimination of health disparities. Our community. If you look at DC, DC is actually shaped like an imperfect diamond. And if you draw lines vertically and horizontally through DC, you break it up into four quadrants. And what we've decided is our target areas based on the racial groups that are in the area and socioeconomic status and low literacy rates. We chose these specific target areas, which are predominantly in Northeast DC and Southeast and Southwest DC. And these areas have the highest rates of heart disease, cancer, hypertension, and diabetes in these particular areas. The need for genetics education materials. We conducted focus groups before this project began in March of 2005, and these focus groups were conducted to assess the knowledge of African Americans and their perceptions regarding genetic research and genetic testing. These individuals were asked questions about their views on health care, health disparities, research, and race. The participants agreed that genetics educational materials would be useful to the African American community. What we have here is what the focus group participants wanted to see in those materials. They basically wanted more information about the connection between genetics and disease, greater understanding of the possible impacts, and need for information that was easily understood, and greater understanding of genetics research based on things they've heard in the news. Do's and don'ts. We asked the participants what they wanted to have as educational materials, and they mentioned they wanted materials that were interactive, that were fun, that were not just reading materials. They didn't want people to be a talking head. They didn't want someone to just stand in front of them and give them a lecture on information and then they just leave the room and people may have questions and they may or may not ask them. So that wasn't seen as being a very effective approach. And so we asked them their opinions and they openly gave them to us. In the development of our educational materials, questions were asked to find out what people understood when they saw the words genetics and what they misunderstood about genetics. Family health history was a topic most could relate to, while race, genetics, and health was a topic of interest for both researchers and community members. Therefore, the idea of handbooks with graphics representing African Americans and puzzles and other interactive materials was born. There's also a PSA, a public service announcement, that was developed as a family health history PSA, encouraging families to collect and share their family health history in order to take charge of their health. The Race and Genetics Handbook was created out of a need to shed more light on the concept of race and how it relates to genetics and health. The website is a new addition as a way for families to receive more information about family health history, race, genetics, and the CGEN Project. Another new addition, a toll-free number, was established to provide people with more information who may not have internet access and can receive information by mail. All of these materials currently are in development and review. We constantly work with the community members and our community advisory board to create the best products we can. If people see the materials and are not pleased with them, then if our community members see the materials and are not pleased with them, then we know that others in the community won't be pleased as well. Community participation. We have we did 3 focus groups and a total of 22 people, and our community advisory board consists of 6 to 8 members. And these people are responsible for reviewing our materials and providing feedback and suggestions. And during our 3 focus groups, we had African Americans from different backgrounds. They were all within the D.C. area. And amazingly, a lot of them had a lot of insight on the issues of genetics, and they actually were we were surprised that they were so well-versed in the topics of genetics. And so, but, you know, we shouldn't have been. This is D.C. Of course, this is where some of the rates of African Americans are known to be very well educated in D.C., and it was shown through those focus groups. Feedback summary. Most people, they liked the concept. They felt the materials would be useful. And as we started this process, we realized that some of the images we had did not pertain exactly to the African American community. So we made those changes, and we found more images that reflected African Americans, the African American culture. Our dissemination efforts. We are in the process of disseminating our efforts through educational workshops. These workshops are 1-hour workshops where we will concentrate half the workshop on family health history. The other half will focus on race, genetics, and health. And our workshops follow along with the handbooks. So therefore, it makes the handbooks easy to understand, and so people can follow along. And if they have questions, they have the ability to ask those questions throughout the presentation and not after. So it's definitely an interactive process that we're doing. And we're also coordinating community forum discussions, and we're talking more in-depthly about race, family health history, and the environment, and all of those issues that actually impact health, because sometimes people don't relate genetics exactly to what's going on in their everyday lives, and so we want to make that more apparent. One of our next steps that we're working on is to plan and host a town hall meeting in February of 2008. And these areas here will be discussed a lot of different areas that will that impact the community. We're going to bring in different experts from different places, and we're also going to just allow people the opportunity to discuss and to learn from each other. Challenges. As with every program, there are challenges. We've had many changes in staff. Me, as the project coordinator, I've been on the project since last November, so I didn't actually start when the grant started. So therefore, I've had a learning curve, and also it's just trying to play catch-up a lot of times and getting things on the ball and working through our timeline and revising our timeline as we need to. And then working with the university, there are also different policies and procedures of the university that have to be dealt with and have to be administered, and so you have to learn the ways of the road. And also there's time consumption when you're reviewing and editing of materials, and you have to make sure that there's enough time for the community advisory board, the March of Dimes staff, HRSA staff, and everyone else to review and give feedback on those materials, and that's very important. What we've learned. We've learned is to gather as much input as possible from the community and make sure that we touch base with all their community leaders and ask them questions about what's going on in the community and actually find out what's the best way to approach people in the community. And also with the Community Advisory Board, we have to recruit those members who best support the Community Advisory Board and best support our mission and what we're trying to accomplish. And also show appreciation to the community. Because we are invited in or we ask to come in, we have to make sure that we give them something in return, even if it's knowledge or incentives or whatever we have. We have to respect that invitation and be sure that we thank them for what we do and let them know that it's important that they give us their input, and it's important that we keep constant communication with them. In conclusion, we hope that our program provides a mechanism for African American families to discuss their family history, to talk more about it, to collect it, share it, use it, and talk to their health care providers. We also hope that our program addresses concerns of the community that they have regarding race, genetic testing, and health, and increase awareness and promote understanding of genetics and health. And we really believe that this is the mission of our program and that we can accomplish these things. I'd like to thank everyone who's worked on this project. It's been a great project to work on. I actually love the work. I love working with the community. I love health education. And so this has been a win-win for me. All the people that are involved here, as you see, I appreciate your support. And at this time, I would like to show you our Family Health History PSA. So this is just something that we've been working on and we've been trying to perfect over the past few months.
Thank everyone for your attention. This ends my presentation.